Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your little mic bed up to your mouth.
Shut up, Rogan.
All right, Rogan. You look so pretty, babe.
Oh my god.
You do. Feel a bit pukey today.
You look small and squat. No, you look.
What? Do you know what Sophie keeps saying? You said this last night. You were
bubble,
like, you
butt,
look
bubble butt, bubble 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 butt.
You are just never happy with anything.
I think you look so wonderful.
No, you said last night.
Your
like,
nipples look phenomenal in particular.
You dare mention that? That's
show the listeners.
No, that's
what's
unfair.
Today.
That is absolutely.
Give them a little preview.
That's absolutely. You've sold me out there.
Give them.
If you're going to kick the podcast off like that, listen. If you don't want to hold anything back, sister.
Sister Act. I have nothing to hold back.
All right, Whoopi.
Whoopi and Goldberg.
We said sister act, so brought it in there. You
right,
can't.
Whoopi.
You can't. Digby.
Digby, actually. Show the listeners.
I can't.
3, 2, 4, 5, 1.
Oh my god, for losing.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wow, my brain. Sometimes I worry about myself. Do you ever think when we have kids, they're going to listen to us and that's how they will be brought up? Like, they will listen to us going, all right, Whoopi Goldberg, sister act, cat kid. And they will start talking to people like that. And everyone will be like, are these children okay?
I feel a little bit pukey today. You feel a little bit pukey.
I don't feel pukey. I feel great.
Oh, I thought you felt a little bit pukey.
I feel a bit woo, but then I had an espresso and now I feel woo.
That's why you're being a bit woo.
Woo.
Oh, okay, I got it. No, listen, I had this jumper on today. Sophie keeps telling me at the moment that I look like Jason Statham.
No, because he walks in, guys. He goes, you can't see me.
You can't just say he's walking, guys.
He just walks in every day and goes, and he walks around with his shoulders up to his ears. I'm like, it's not attractive to have these big traps over your shoulders. Like, Fuzzy, lay off the weights. Like, we've seen it. We've seen the tan. We've seen the six pack. We've seen the defined on Facetune on each app.
Yes, I do not Facetune anything, you big sassy
someone
head.
Someone has been, you big sexy pee. And I'm just saying now it's time to just, you know, chill out. We don't want to look like we've been injecting roids into us when we walk down the aisle.
I'm not rejecting.
That butt is going to like split your white trousers as you walk down the aisle.
It's not my fault that when I lift weights, it goes straight to my butt.
No, I said the arms. I said you look fantastic, but you should just get bigger clothes now because your clothes are tight for you.
They're not. I'm wearing like
no, but it's only so nice. I feel like that jumper shouldn't be showing like the muscle definition. I like a bit of bag on the arms.
Okay, well, fine. I'll get a little bag on it. Do you know what's so upsetting? Is I put this jumper on, I was like, this is quite nice. And she said, a little bit tight. And then what
I
happened?
I just don't like definition showing on like a man.
A man?
Like, if get naked, fine, but like don't through your clothes. I don't like that tight, muscly arm showing.
Baggy
tee is lovely.
It's a little bit tight today, and you know what's happened now is that my nipples were showing through it. So what did you give me?
Plasters. He asked.
I had to put plasters on the nipples so they don't show through the jumper. Because I'm muscling people.
I don't think your nipple has anything to do with your muscle, but it's
it
true.
Does.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think that's what happens when you take.
Sorry, are you thinking I'm...
You are taking steroids.
I'm Sophie, do you
not... Yes, spotty back if you do that.
I'm not taking steroids.
I know you're not.
Okay, good. Well, don't say...
You're chowing down the fresh fitness for you. That's what's healthy,
oh my
sister
God.
Boy.
I saw a Daily Mail article, by the way, about you and Bradley Cooper flirting.
Mortified.
We mentioned it on the
mortified.
Pod. Mortified.
Mortified.
A Daily Mail article came out about Sophie speaking about...
I've ruined all my chances with him.
It made me feel better because I looked at one of the comments on the Daily Mail.
Can't wait.
To see what the comments were. Some of them quite nice. Sure, that happened. She probably stalked him like she did with Jamie. But got abruptly turned down and now she's trying to save face. She's a creepy liar.
How do they know me so well?
Should we begin the episode?
Let's begin the podcast.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habu.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Newlyweds. I'm Sophie B, and this is my co-host, Jamie.
Why do you make it so scripted at the top?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you do. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Newlyweds, and this is Jamie Lang, and this is Sophie B.
I do it very simple. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Just like that. It's just calm and relaxed.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Newlyweds podcast.
We said it 4 times now. Hi, guys.
I know, but it's nice. You welcome everyone back. They feel like, you know...
Happy Monday.
Oh my God, guys, we're going to get all into this later, but things have really been kicking off the past week.
They're kicking.
Ah, suits and dresses being made, hen-do's being done.
1 out of 3.
What do you mean one?
I have 3 hen-do's pretty much.
You've got 3 hen-do's, yeah. You did one of them.
I've done 2 now, got 1 to go.
We had the most crazy week ever. Okay, and it started off, it was Valentine's Day, as you know.
You did.
I took
at
you.
At 9 p.m. at night.
What do you mean 9 p.m. at night?
Well, we left at like 9, no?
No, we left at 4.
Oh, we didn't get there till 9.
No, we got there at 7.
No, we didn't. We didn't get there till 8:45 because I was so hungry. Do you remember? I couldn't speak. I was literally, by the way, I eat dinner at like 6:30. No shame. I was like, I'm going to pass out. Jamie was like, oh, let's just stop at every gas station and get some sweets from every single one.
Yeah, it was a little holiday.
I was like, let's just get there and eat some food.
Honestly, guys, I've never experienced anything like this in my life. We get down there. We stay in this romantic place, a little romantic hotel. We're having a lovely time. They have restaurants there as well. It's like a really cool place. I've never heard in my life Sophie scream so loudly down a house, because apparently we appeared on some sort of
social
media website.
We've made it.
But what?
Dumois is like a spotting. It's like an Instagram, and people write into Dumois. I think I'm saying it right. DeuxMoy, and she's like, really, whoever it is like very well known in America and UK. And people write in like who they've seen. So like Kai Gerber and Austin Butler, or like the Kardashians. It's like spotted Kardashian with Jamie Lang and Sophia Boo spotted in this restaurant. I was like, my God, couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe you were screaming that loudly about some social media website.
Honestly, I still to this day can't get over it.
I know, you talk about it all the time. Like, you didn't even mention, like, when we got engaged, that was like done and dusted in like a couple of hours. Like, this has like been going for days.
I just don't understand.
I don't know, honey. Maybe they listen to the podcast and like it. I don't know.
Surely not.
Well, anyway, we got spotted in this restaurant and Sophie freaked out on this social media website.
Oh, I love it because I look through it. I'm like, ooh, who's been with who?
Also, you blink, you miss it, because we were the smallest bit of writing at the very top. Tiny little wee.
I did blink and miss it. People sent it to me. I'm like, ooh, have you seen this?
Anyway, we had dinner in this restaurant. It was lovely. We then go to bed that evening. Sophie wasn't feeling too well. She's like, oh, I just don't feel that great.
No, I felt pretty shocking. I was like, oof, got back. You were like, bath time? I was like, not for me. Into bed.
Bath time.
Yeah, that sounds so creepy. What? Get my rubber ducks.
You're not my child. Anyway, we then go to bed that night, you know what, and we wake up.
You know what, I fell asleep. Like, you're making it sound like something romantic happening. Yeah. I was like, literally hit the pillow.
Sophie was out like a light, which is quite romantic. And we got up the next day, and Sophie couldn't get out of bed. She honestly couldn't get it. She was so unwell, you couldn't even lift your head off the pillow. And I was like, and we're here for 2 nights. You were so on. I was like, oh my God, are you okay? I was like stroking her, like trying to make her feel better. I didn't know what was going on. And she was like, I just can't, I feel so awful. So I was like, okay, fine. Just leave her there with some water on the side. She'll be all right. I went for breakfast, came back, and I came back into what only I can describe as like a war zone. It was magical. Sophie was sitting on the loo, puking into the bin, and she shat on the wall.
I literally told you couldn't say that before getting here, so that's not going anywhere.
Okay,
I don't know what part of your brain thinks that you can say that. I literally, before getting in here, you go, can I say this? I go, no.
You were so unwell.
I was so unwell.
You were so unwell.
You just have to, I was sat on the loo puking into the bucket, and everyone uses their imagination. Like, we don't need to go into detail.
I've just never seen that. I've never seen a human do that in real life. I've seen it in a cartoon.
I haven't really either. It was, to be fair, like, it was honestly, and I know I feel like we come on this podcast and say it and be like, are ill all the time, particularly me. I never
You never are ill.
But when I've been ill this last year, like, a lot. We've been engaged.
And then Sophie was lying on the bed. I was like, oh my God. She was puking into this ice bucket that I found. She's puking into the ice bucket. It was like an animal was coming. She was going, "Rrr!" And all she was saying to me was, I need an ambulance.
No, I kept saying to him, call an ambulance. Guys, I've never been that ill. In my entire 28 years of life, I've never been that ill.
Call an ambulance. I'm dying.
And he was going, no. So we would just pretend to call reception and be like, beep, beep, is there anyone? And at like a hospital on
Sophie,
side.
No,
I was like, well, obviously, there isn't.
I phoned the reception and said, do you have a doctor on the side? Do you have a doctor? They were like, no, we're in a hotel. I was like, oh my God, what, you were, honestly, I thought you were dying.
Yes, so did I. It was bad time, guys, bad time. I watched Magic Mike 16 times on repeat because I'd get to like the same 20 minutes in and then pass out, and then I would wake up and I'd be like, oh, back again. But anyway, shout the other side. And then Jamie got it second day in.
And then I got it second day in.
I think you faked most of it.
Sophie thought that I was making up and making myself sick in the bathroom.
I thought he was pretending like, to make the noises.
She thought I was in the bathroom just going to like make... I was throwing up and everything else in the... And I was hitting
you
all
woke
the...
up within 8 hours and you got back into bed and you were like, oh, YouTube. And then you woke up the next morning and I was finally like, after 2 years, I can eat something. And you scoffed down 4 sausages. And I was like, there's no way you had what I had, Jesse, because I can even open my eyeballs, let alone think about food.
And then on the weekend, you had a hen do, but we're going to talk about the hen do later.
All right, legend.
Because honestly, the hen do was a wild experience for me too.
It's 1 out of 3.
I want to hear exactly what happened. The only thing that I remember with the hen do is when I came and joined you in the restaurant that you were in. As I walked in, you went, woo! And I arrived and your boob was hanging out.
No, it wasn't my boob. It was a bralette, which was meant to be on show. Like, it wasn't like my bare nipple.
No, your boob came out.
It was not out.
It was.
It actually was. Somebody came out to me, a lady, and she chased me to the loo. And I strutted through the whole restaurant. And she was like, just so you know, your boob's
not your boob was hanging out.
Well, the dress was like really baggy around the boob area.
Okay, well.
Oh, that's what happens on a hen do, isn't it?
I also need I got another bone to pick with you, sister.
What, brother? We need to talk to each other. That is so fucking weird and creepy.
No, I do. I've got a bone to pick with you.
All right, brother.
You in the mornings, don't let me kiss you or hug you or go anywhere near you.
Okay? Yeah.
You don't.
I told you why. Mushroom breath.
This little puppy is sleeping in the bed. Okay, I wake up in the morning. Yeah, exactly. Make that face because you know it should not be in the bed.
I know.
It's really
she's
naughty.
So sweet.
And honestly, I then have to wake up. I wake up at 6:30 in the morning. I take the puppy off the bed. She pees. She then spends, I reckon, about 5 minutes licking her vagina and asshole. She then gets back into bed. I try and kiss you. You push me away. The puppy crawls onto your face and licks your face and mouth and nose for about... this morning, it was from 6:40 until 7 o'clock, it licked your face.
Right, firstly,
firstly. And then there was one point where you opened your mouth.
No, I didn't.
You did, and the puppy was licking inside your mouth.
That is the most untrue thing I've ever heard.
But I think the puppy is becoming like, it's becoming like obsessive in lots of ways. Do you not think so? A little bit.
I think you're weird and jealous and insecure.
Baby, that's not me being jealous and insecure.
Do you want to move on to something else?
Okay, but fine. But I think there needs to be a little bit of rules with the puppy. That's the only thing I'm saying.
She's coming on holiday with us to see my mum.
When's she coming on holiday with us?
I'm going to Portugal with her.
And I get to come as well?
You can come, but you'll probably bail last minute.
Why would I bail last minute?
Because he's done that so many times, guys.
Okay, so let's go into our favourite bit of the podcast. I know I say it every single time. Are you ready for this?
Listeners' messages.
Damn straight. Say it one more time.
Listeners' messages.
Oh, say it one more time.
Listeners' messages. Oh. No, come on.
Okay, it's time for...
Listeners' messages.
Yeah, I got you one more time. Guys, thank you so much for all your messages once again. Every single time we go through them all, they just get more and more hilarious. And I know this is episode 47 of the podcast, and I think I've mentioned it all the time how great they are, but we really appreciate it. Okay, we have a listener's message, which is anonymous. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. No kink shaming, but this is hilarious. Last year, I matched with a guy on Hinge, and after chatting for a bit, we decided to move the conversation to WhatsApp.
I love it.
He gave me his number, and to restart the conversation, I sent the bathtub emoji saying, can't wait to do this with you.
No, no.
Wow. As we've been talking punchy. About going to a spa together.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
He then replied with, I can't wait to do this. And two emojis, a peach and a nose. What the hell? Is that sniffing her butt?
I'm picturing him like motivating her butt.
I think it's called a rimming.
No, that's not with your nose.
Okay, I don't know what it's called. I was completely baffled by this response, so I asked my friends for what they thought it meant, like we're doing. Is it what I think it is? Does he want to smell my bum? Or am I taking it too literally? I didn't let this deter me as he was super hot. So he wet up the following night, just quickly to tangent. Imagine if you have never met someone, you just show them a Hinge, and then they WhatsApp you with a bum, a peach, and a nose emoji.
I can't wait to see this, you'll be like...
As we were heading over to the bed...
The sketch. I'm sorry, I'm just picturing myself.
So we met up the following night. He came round to mine and things were starting to get steamy. In her head, she's thinking, what is it?
Yeah, she's thinking, I need to, like, spray my butt. Blows apart you.
As we were heading over to the bed, he whispered in my ear, you know what I've been waiting for? The emojis. Shocked and intrigued as to whether this was actually about to happen, I got naked and lay on the bed on my tummy.
No, I'm sorry, she didn't.
Then it happened. He didn't just nose and peach. He parted my cheeks and inhaled my bum like it was a ventilator.
No, I'm really upset. What the fuck? He's got problems. He didn't spread her ass cheeks and like sniff her bum. No, I feel
like
physically...
it was a ventilator.
I feel physically ill. Like, that's got me to the core.
That description is phenomenal. Like a ventilator. Ventilators are for survival.
Jamie, no. Also, the fact that she just strip bollock naked and just lay on her front, waiting for it.
Oh, my God. We carried on to have really good sex, and afterwards, during some pillow talk, I told him how much fun I had, to which he responded, yeah, it was good, but next time I want you to max...
What?
I'm really shocked.
Wait, I'm really scared.
I told him how much fun I had, to which he responded, yeah, it was good, but next time I want you to max him unwashed. You were way too clean down there.
Ah! That's so disgusting.
He wants to actually sniff shit.
Wait, what do you mean max and unwash?
He wants to maximize the unwashedness.
Max the unwashed.
Yes, if he maximizes.
You didn't.
Yeah, because I'm horrified. Imagine if we had a one-night stand, we never met before, and I put you down and spread your cheeks and sniffed your asshole,
and then told me to never wash myself. See, no, that's so disgusting.
Sophie, have you got a listener's message?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
So it's anonymous.
Oh, what is it about?
It's about the ick. The dreaded ick.
Ick.
The ick. She's got the ick with you. Okay, I started seeing this guy who was a mutual friend who is actually a signed football player, but I'm not going to expose him, bless his heart.
Who do you think it would be?
I know. The big one, you know, the little one.
Which one?
The big little one who's like really big.
Which was
Chelsea want to buy him, like Maximus. He's like 23 and like he's all over TikTok. Chrissy thinks he's so cool.
What's his name?
Maximilian. Come on, you know who I mean.
Mason Mount.
Yeah, Mason Mount.
He is at Chelsea.
Yeah, there you are.
Who's the England captain?
John Terry. a mutual friend who is actually a signed football player, but I'm not going to expose him, bless his heart. He initially took me out for a picnic. It was so cute. He brought blankets, all the food, and it was so nice. We then just chilled back at my house about a week later, and it was all going well until he drove to get food. And I kid you not, this man sang Moana word for word, not just for one song, the entire playlist from the movie and with hand gestures.
How does the song go again?
I don't know.
How does the Moana song go?
I don't know. I watched it the other day. Moana. I wouldn't get bit by that at all.
What is if I was in the car with you and I went, let it go, let it go.
But with the hand dressers would give me, but that's very you. When I say I've never got the sick this horrifically, I felt physically ill and just sat there in his fancy car trying not to either piss myself laughing of embarrassment or actually be sick. We then started planning another day and I was too deep in to say no. I find it so hard to reject people, so just went ahead with it. We went to this super fancy restaurant in London and he drove me all the way there and then home again. I was literally so full of anxiety and ick the entire night. I literally could not eat but forced myself to. When we got home, he kissed me goodnight and I jumped out the car and projectile vomited all over his car. Fair to say we never spoke again. I blocked him on everything. At least no one can say I'm a gold digger and I was in it for the right reasons. I just feel so embarrassed for his damaged ego. Watching her vomit over his car after kissing her.
Oh my God. Would that give you the ick if someone was singing Moana in a car?
Not really.
What would give you the ick if you were on a date with someone?
If they pick their nose and eat it. Oh. Or if they pick their nose in general, like any, or if they have bad breath. If someone gave me the ick.
Yeah. Do I ever give you the ick?
Never. Sorry.
Do I ever
give you the ick?
No, you never give me the ick. Do I ever give you the ick? Have I ever at one point given you the ick? Well, what was it?
Do you really want me to say that?
Yeah, when was it?
I told you when I first said you have bad breath and I was like, what is that? But we were very hungover and I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I was like, oh my God, it's his breath. But you were dehydrated, like we'd been partying.
We were hungover and I was lying on you, was I?
Yeah, you're lying on me. Glastonbury was quite up there, I won't lie. We woke up, we were like just getting together. Like I wouldn't say, I thought we were like boyfriend and girlfriend, but we definitely weren't. Mm-hmm. And like I woke up, we both woke up, everyone was hungover. I was like, had a shower, got my hair blow dried because we were in a really cool, relatable tent. Mm-hmm. Everyone was having breakfast. Mm-hmm. And you'd been up since we first woke up at 7 a.m. and you were lit, so drunk. I was like, right, okay, it's 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, we've got to go. And I was like, you've not showered from yesterday. Like you were in the exact same clothes. And I
festival, baby.
And I had your wash rag. So I was like, he's not showered, but firstly, he's not brushed his teeth. Like, I couldn't get over it. We're just dating. And I was like, have you brushed your teeth? And you were like, no. And I was like, oh my God. And then we went to the festival again. And I was the whole day just thinking, he's not fucking brushed his teeth.
All right. We have another listener's message. But this one is by Paige. And she sent us a voice note. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I love a voice note.
Here we go.
Hi, guys. Paige here from Solihull. So I just had to share this story because I think you'll love it. And I'm really sorry. Like, I know it's more poo, but I just can't help it. Like, I've only just been listening to the podcast, so I'm a bit behind. But basically, I was climbing the three peaks last year, Ben Nevis, Scafell Pike, and Snowdon in 24 hours. That includes driving to and from them as well. And I got to the top of Ben Nevis, and I was like, oh, my God, my tummy's not feeling good. Guys, bear in mind I was with strangers. Ended up doing a shit at the top of Ben Nevis, you know. It's wild, it's fine. Then got to the top of Scafell, needed it again. So then that was like then my signature move. Got to the top of Snowdon, obviously, shock horror, needed it again. All of a sudden, I hear a bar behind me. A fucking sheep had literally like barred in my ear. I was obviously in his territory. Next thing I know, I look behind me, I've got like a flock of sheep behind me. I literally shit myself, scream. Everybody's like, oh my God, what's going on? I'm like, guys, like a flock of sheep are literally after me. It was terrifying. But yeah, I just had to share. Love your podcast. Bye.
She's Jay.
I love how people now
associate us with shit.
I just love how people are just so confident with us that they just share anything. They just share anything. They share all their like stories and secrets and whatever it is.
I know, actually. I love that.
It's amazing. I just love it. Everyone feels, this is why, honey. This is why when we share stuff, people like it. I think it's a nice thing. I think it's a really nice thing. All right, we have our Propose the Pod this week. Propose the Pod.
Propose the Pod.
Propose the Pod.
Go on, here's.
Okay, well, we have our theme tune this week, and it's from Elise.
Propose the Pod. Propose the Pod. Everybody here should
Could be my favourite yet.
That was it.
Could be my favourite.
Propose the pod.
Now you've got to get this sort of like...
Everybody here should propose a pod.
One more time, Jack.
Propose the pod. Everybody here should propose the pod.
Yeah, weirdly, if that was stuck in my head forever, it would be a nightmare.
Oh, God, that's a real
It would be a nightmare. If you just tune into this episode, Proposing the Pod is where we ask you, the listener, to propose the pod for us. It could be to a friend, an aunt, an uncle, a friend, a sibling, a dentist, a police officer, doesn't matter.
A friend, an aunt, an uncle?
I don't know.
So grandma, just, or a grandparent?
Get anyone. Just go and tell everyone about the podcast and then send us in your stories how you propose the pod. This week, our Propose the Pod is from Katie, who says, Hi, Sophie and Jamie. Jamie and Sophie. Love that. Love that they switched around. Love the podcast. I have a Propose the Pod for you. I was at the gym on a bike, happily listening to the podcast when Jamie told the story about his friend Nick who blew his nose in his hand and then sucked it up. Remember that story from last week? Oh my God. I audibly retched so loudly that the man on the bike beside me promptly turned and asked if I was okay. I swallowed my sick and proceeded to propose the pod as an explanation. He didn't look convinced and got off his bikes only a few minutes later. So not sure how successful it was, but reckon it was A for effort. That is amazing.
That is so gross. Oh, swallowing your six punch
oh,
too.
Oh my God.
Swallowing your...
Nick. Guys, very exciting. Our live show is on the horizon. What day is it, Soph?
30th of March, bitches.
Oh, you sing it one more time, girl.
30th of March.
Yeah,
whoa,
baby. Only 1,000 tickets went, so, but don't worry, we have a little surprise for you on the horizon. Hint, hint. So if you're going to the live show on the 30th of March, we want your listeners' message, because we want you to tell it at the actual show. So if you don't mind standing up in front of a crowd or being on a microphone or whatever it is, or sharing your listeners' message at our live show, please let us know. Just send us an email or send us an Instagram. Okay, big thank you to every single person who keeps writing in all of your messages. We absolutely adore you. Please, please keep sending them in to our Instagram at nearlywedspodcast or our email, contact@nearlywedspodcast.com. That's the end of...
listeners' messages.
Yeah, girls.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wedding update. We've signed off the budget.
Have we?
I knew you were going to say that. I mean, the amount of admin you haven't done recently, Sophia Boo.
Yeah, but whose admin day is it today? I'm in my comfy clothes. I'm going home to do my admin.
Baby, I have done so much admin on this.
I'm going to put a hair mask in. I'm going to put a face mask on. And I'm going to sit and nail it all.
Can I just tell you what I've done for the wedding?
Okay, no, ready? We've had it all so many times. We've had it so many times.
I'm
people
tell you.
Switch off. You like having listeners, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
So don't.
They want to know. I've organised the photographer. I have organised the photographer for...
Only because you wouldn't do the photographer I wanted.
I got the one that you liked.
No, but that one before you didn't want...
We have got Emmy signed up to do our photography. No one knows who Emmy is, but she's going to come on the podcast and talk about it. It's very exciting. I've organised the photographer for an actual wedding when we get married in London. Done that. I've organised...
I've got my dresses.
I know we're going to get on to that, sister.
All right, brother.
I can't. I organized our party, lunch party with all of our family and friends.
Sorry, no, you haven't.
Yes.
Freya has, once again, shout out Freya. And tomorrow I'm going to the meeting with them. So actually, swallow your words, sister boy. I can't. Like, it's so hard. It's like something slips out of my mouth. I don't know what happens.
I have, I've signed off the budget for the wedding at last.
Yeah, and you cut it by loads. You stingy old beast. You got all my favourite things. Cut whatever Sophie wants off. We're going to get them, rid of them. Are we doing the ice creams on the next day?
Yes.
So what did we cut?
You don't even know what we cut.
Oh, I know. He wants everyone to walk there. He was like, transport? Fuck that. They can make their own way there. I was like, what? You're like, so selfish.
No, that's...
I'm kind. I'm a host. You're self-obsessed.
We had a big decision to make. Whether at our wedding we supplied transportation to the venue or we didn't.
I'm back because, by the way, it's out in the sticks. So let's all just make sure everyone gets their taxis back at 4 a.m. That's going to be chaos up that tiny little road.
Listen, fine, but you are excited about this now.
Yeah.
There is so much that's happened. Obviously, I went and had my suit fitting, which was amazing.
We've heard about this.
I know, but it's all about you always, honestly. Like, when does the groom get his chance?
They don't. It's about the bride. Well, you have had your chance left, right and centre.
We haven't even... Okay, fine. What? Tell me about what happened with your dress.
I've got my London dress. She came round. The lovely... I'm getting help with, like, sourcing my outfits by Bettina Looney's.
I don't know who that is.
She's a stylist.
Okay.
And then Emma Beaumont is making my wedding day dress. And I had them both tried on and fitted recently. Boosh.
Apparently producer Jack came with you to do it.
Yeah, and I was hanging out of my ass because it was the day after my hen and I felt so awful and all I spoke about was boobs. And poor Jack was just sat there like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have come to this.
Did you look hot in it?
Not really, no, I was hungover.
You would look great. What did Bobby, the dog, think of it?
So Bobby was staying with my friend Bella because it was my hen do. So they met me there. Bella's one of my bridesmaids, one of my best friends. They met me there and Bobby proceeded to try and scratch up my dress, which, as you can imagine, was not the right thing to do because the material was quite delicate.
Bobby was scratching the dress.
She just wanted to get all over me. She peed the minute she walked, got into the wet bridal, white shop with everything in there being quite...
carpeted. Was it carpeted?
No, it was wooden floors, luckily. But obviously, I was stood like in these heels in this dress being with pins all over me. So I couldn't really fix her or like pick up the pee or wipe the poo. She then went and pooed. And so I just stood there basically looking at like the shop owners being like, sorry, can you pick it up? Because I have pins in me. I couldn't move.
To pick up your dog's
poo. What
was
I meant to do? Go in my wedding dress. Trot, trot, trot. I don't know how I'm going to walk in that, you know, by the way.
How tall are you in it?
Oh yeah, worried, aren't you? Get those little Cuban heels on, sister boy.
Sister boy.
Yeah, cat cow. Right, okay. It was a bit of a disaster. The dog was frantic and she did not like me being in that white dress. I think she likes me being cozy and comfortable.
Did she not like it at all?
Not one bit.
Wow, okay. How was your hen do?
Wild.
It was pretty wild.
We had butts floating around the shop.
Hang on a second. Explain this. So what happens on the hen do? So
this is my London hen do.
And how many hen do's are you having?
I'm having, well, I've had the London hen do, then Molly and Tally, two of our friends who couldn't come to my hen do, took me to Beaverbrook.
So you've had two hen do's?
Yeah, for a spa day, which was like a hen do.
Okay, so the first hen do was with who?
The first hen do was in London, and that was with...
It was with Melissa, who organised it, your friend.
Yeah. It was Melissa, Liv, all these people. And we went for lunch. I was feeling, bear in mind, this is off the back of that norovirus. So I was feeling pretty fragile. I was about to bail, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were about
Jamie
to.
Jamie was like, just try have one drink. If it slips down, fine. If it doesn't, you just got to go. And I was like, okay. And then it slipped so well down.
I felt really emotional for some reason. I haven't really told you this. I looked on Instagram to see how you were getting on because I knew the girls would be posting. And I saw a picture of you sitting with your veil on. And I got... so excited. I'm not even kidding. There's something just so... Some people agree with marriage, some people don't. Some people want big weddings, some people don't want weddings. Some people want small weddings, whatever it is.
Here we go, guys. Sloppy time.
I am just so excited seeing you in that veil, and it was like a fake veil or whatever it was. In life, okay. I'm not going to give a lecture.
I don't know if I can do it.
I'm not going to give a lecture. I'm just going to give a little bit. It's very easy just to let things pass by. Sorry. Okay, soppiness over. Continue.
Fine. Okay, it's very sweet.
And just excited.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had lots of butts.
What do you mean lots of butts?
So one of the games was like guess the butt. So all the girls' boyfriends, we were all in relationships, all the girls' boyfriends sent in their butt to Melissa and then she printed them all off and we all had to guess whose butt was whose and then vote whose was the best.
Yeah.
Jamie won. And I got 10 out of 10.
Like, you guessed everyone's butts?
Within a second. Like people couldn't even guess their own boyfriend. So I was like, well, that's so-and-so's. Knew within a heartbeat. You have earned a super recognizable.
You think you're a super recognizer?
Yeah.
Well, you can just recognize things.
I could recognize like a little finger. I could tell who's everyone.
No
way. Yes, I could.
Okay, if it was just a lineup of people and it was penises, do you think
I reckon I probably could, yeah.
You could tell people's penises?
Oh, I could tell their butts. I've never seen them. I could tell them in a heartbeat.
Could you tell my penis?
Yes, obviously.
You 100% could.
It would be worrying if I couldn't. Why are we talking about this?
No, I don't know. Do you think you could recognize if I put my finger
out behind Yes.
You would be able to recognize my finger if I put it around a corner. You serious?
Obviously, could you not recognize mine?
No. Okay, if you think that you could recognize me, all right, I'm going to get Jack and I, producer Jack and I, will clip up little pictures of my body parts amongst other things. As you're yawning as I'm saying this.
Amongst other body parts. Other body parts.
And you'll see if you can guess my body part for next
literally
episode.
Literally no worry. I'm so excited to show you my abilities.
That's amazing.
I have a super I can smell things. Not anymore, but I used to be able to smell things like nobody's business. And I can see things.
We all finished that and we arrived home and I got back at 12:30. You got back around 1 o'clock. And you said, I'm just going to order some food. You were really drunk. Not a bad way, just a great way. And I've never seen, coming from the vegan over there, you ordered what I can only describe as a charcuterie board. You ordered a charcuterie board at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Well, you gobbled it all down.
There was ham and aberico. There was salami. There was ham. There was like slices of turkey.
Brazola.
There was brazola. There was all
ham on aberico was phenomenal. There was all this ham. I think I got about 10 packs.
There was ham everywhere. There was ham everywhere. It was like some sort of buffet. In the flat.
You ate it.
I know I did because it was out there and I'm delicious.
You went dig in, sister.
All right, sister boy. We've got to stop this. Sophie was sitting in the studio the other day and there's a producer that we work with, not on this show, but another show called Kat. Her name is Kat. She's wonderful. No. I said to Sophie on the phone, she's sitting next to Kat.
On loudspeaker.
On loudspeaker. I said to Sophie, how's Kat? And Sophie replies saying, the cat is good. I went, no, how's cat? And she went, the cat's a little tired, but cat's all right. Thinking I was talking about Sophie.
I went, oh, cat's quite tired. She went to the gym. I was doing what? And then we also called the dog the cat. So then I was like, oh, that cat, she's been really naughty today. Cat's been really naughty. Oh,
producer was just sitting there going, what is going on? I went, no, Kat, the producer. And you went, oh, how are you, Kat? And then handed the phone to her. Our nicknames have got to stop because we keep doing this to each other. Kat, 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 Kat.
No. I can't, like, people can't know where that went.
Sophie will pick up the phone to me now and we'll go, meow, Kat, Kat, Kat.
No, it's so strange. I don't understand where it came from. It's you, it's not me.
Anyway, I'm very, very excited about getting married to you. It's not long now.
Your stag is coming up and I am brutally excited.
We're going to talk about
that. Do you think you'll have strippers?
Probably, yeah.
No, you won't.
Okay, well then don't
Georgie LaRue is not ordering a stripper.
She does.
Unless she's over the age of 80.
Sorry?
I'm not having a young stripper there.
Well, listen, not my problem if strippers are organised. Anyway, we're going to talk about all of this on the net. We've got so much. I'm so excited. As you can probably tell in my voice, guys, I'm so excited about what's to come. So thank you always for just constantly listening to our show. Hopefully, if you are enjoying it and you're getting married, hopefully it makes you feel better. So if it's time for our lovely little game that we like to play on the podcast, which is They're Perfect But. The question today is very topical. Is They're Perfect But every single time you have sex, they like to sniff your bum.
But they're perfect. They like to sniff my bum.
Yeah, it's not you. It's me. So I'm perfect, but I just like to, every time.
Oh, God.
We just want to sniff your bum every time.
There would be worse things that you could do. Like if you ate your snot, that would be worse for me than sniffing
your bum. Yeah. When is it every single time I went to the loo, I went, don't wipe, let me sniff.
No, I would be repulsed by you. It's too creepy. It's like almost like you're a murderer.
Or every time you came back from the gym, no, wait, let me sniff your bum.
No, it's so gross. What would you do if I did that?
Wouldn't mind it.
Honestly, you're so disgusting.
I wouldn't mind it.
Oh, God, you should have just lied for the fuck.
Only if I could get a little mirror and watch you doing it.
It's just so disturbing. I'm really sorry your eyes have been turned off there. I don't think.
So what's your answer, honey?
No, I would sack that perfect guy off, the butt sniffer, and just send him packing.
The butt sniffer.
He's not going anywhere near me and my butt.
Oh, God, it's genius. All right, everyone, it's time for our wedding favour. These are the little tips and tricks that we like to shout out on our podcast. Our wedding favour is from Amy True Music on Instagram, who is a harpist available for weddings. She's featured in Tatler, and here is her in action. No, it's our song. Yes. I want this at our wedding. I want this as you walk down the aisle.
That is
oh my God, Amy, Amy.
That's lovely.
That is fantastic. We need you at our wedding. We need you at our wedding. If you want to go and check out Amy Harpist and you're looking for someone at your wedding, go and check her out. That is fantastic. That's the song, honey, that I want. River Flows New. That's the song that I play. That's the song I play to you when I propose to you.
We all know. Sweetheart.
I know, but.
Guys, that was.
Honestly, that song makes me emotional every single time I hear it.
I can see. No, sorry.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Listen.
Guys, we love you. Thank you. Listen, if you want to reply and write into your Nearlyweds comments, please do.
It doesn't even make sense.
Guys, if you want to write into listeners' messages, please copy us in at Nearlyweds.
Try one more time.
Everybody, we would love to hear from you. So please, as always, follow us and DM us at nearlywedspodcast.co.uk.
That's not...
I don't know. I get nervous.
Please slide into our DMs at nearlywedspodcast. Or you can send us an email.
At nearlywedspodcast.com.
It's not that.
To www.nearlywedspodcast.gmail.com. Contact at nearlywedspodcast.com. Thank you very much and good night. Bye, guys. Thank you so much. Love you. If you're getting engaged.
Good luck.
If you're getting married.
Go for it.
And if you're just tuning in.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and if you're thinking about it.
Oh my God, definitely go for it.
Bye, guys.
See you later. Goodbye. See you on Monday next week. Bye.
Stop.
Very happy.
That harpist is wonderful, Jackie.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.